From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. More activity for the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team. It served two search warrants to investigate illegal cannabis growing in the High Empalm area. California Department of Fish and Wildlife, also Humboldt County Code Enforcement and others assisted in the service of the warrant. Five parcels owned by Trinity Pacific LP and Napaville Ranch LLC were investigated during the service of the warrants. The parcels did not possess the required county permit and state license to grow pot commercially. During the service of the warrants, deputies eradicated close to 6,800 growing cannabis plants. They seized and destroyed more than 500 pounds of cannabis bud. Well, UROC Election Board announcing the certification of candidates for Pequon East and South districts. Following candidates certified to run in the Pequon District, Jacob Ford, Julia McGee Snyder, Mindy Marie Natt. In the East District, Lottie Ammon, Lori Hodge, Crystal McKinnon, Lyle McKinnon, and Joe O'Rourke. In the South District, Lana McCovey, Patty McCovey, Teresa Lee McGinnis. Primary election day scheduled for October 9th. All UROC tribal members who will be 18 years of age by election day have to register to vote by August 26th. Humboldt State University achieving a milestone, hiring Dr. Kimberly Paris as the new director to lead the RN to BSN nursing program, which plans to enroll its first class of students as soon as fall of 2020. Paris has a long history with HSU, having worked as a nurse at the Student Health Center from 2004 to 2016. She currently serves as the Population Health Nursing Director for the Humboldt Independent Practice Association and will begin at HSU this fall. Paris's hiring culminates a national search for the leader of HSU's RN to BCN nursing program, relaunched thanks to a $2 million grant from St. Joseph Health. Monday, between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., PG&E will be working in the area of Hartwood Drive and Sutter Road in McKinleyville. It will affect power to traffic signals at Hartwood Drive and Sutter Road. The traffic signal will be off, but there will be stop signs posted at each of those intersections. It's Get Out and Play Day this Saturday in Eureka. Thousands expected to take part in the event first started in 2014. Along with a bar crawl tonight, there will be a Saturday disc golf tournament, as well as the grand reopening of the Eureka Municipal Golf Course. There will be long drive and putting competitions, giving contestants the opportunity to face off against local government officials. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.